faded, the ashes kept in an urn aloft on the mantelpiece over the fireplace, and whenever Bodhisattva came near that place, he'd sit, and though you couldn't see it, he'd beg, offering up his missing limb to the ashes of his missing leg. And just so you know, when Bodhisattva peed, he still peed like a boy dog. There was no need to squat like a girl dog in the middle of the street. He lifted his leg and he touched it on the tree or the hydrant or the side of a picnic table. He would make 3 points of contact and therefore stay stable. He'd look at the girl dogs and say, "What you looking at, bitch?" And he still scared the girls at the corner public school, a three-legged dog being scarier as a rule than the regular four-legged one, more extreme. "Oh my God, it's a three-legged dog," they'd scream. And so it went as many years passed, Bodhisattva scaring the schoolgirls and running fast past the houses of the lesbians and Democrats who, in general, favor small dogs and cats. Then there came a day when Bodhisattva couldn't run outside, and soon after came a day when Bodhisattva died. His owner had him cremated, and then to ease his soul again, he added the ashes from the missing leg to make Bodhisattva whole again. On the streets of Oakland, late at night, some people swear they've seen the strangest of sights. It's a big dog running for all he's worth, and his feet